Markets have been on a tear with the Dow still within striking distance of that all-time closing high. Why don't we find out where our next guest is putting money to work right now? Colin Moore joins us on set. He is the global CIO of one of the nation's largest asset managers, Columbia Management. And Colin, the markets don't seem to be very worried about the sequester that is due to kick in today. You don't seem very worried about it either.
I don't think in itself it's a big deal. It's this sort of death by a thousand cuts. You've got some good things happening in the economy, and then you have the sequester, takes a little bit of that away. In Bernanke's testimony the other day, there was the discussion about the qualified mortgage rules, and maybe that cuts a little bit away. Italy wasn't a big deal in itself, but does that remind people about the European problem? So it's more, we're worried about how that cumulatively adds up to a problem rather than any one of those being a big issue in itself.
But your point is that this isn't necessarily just a fight the Fed rally. This is also, there are some good things happening in the economy, and that is what underpins it.
Yes, that's, I think it's going to stop progress in the markets. It's going to cause a pause in that. I think in January, when you took that sort of velocity in the market, people thought all the problems were behind us. It's not that we're not making progress. They've just been reminded recently that some of these big issues are still out there.
How do you look at asset allocation at this point? A lot of people are worried about higher interest rates to come down the road. We've had this naturally low levels for quite an extended period of time. How do you protect against that, and are you worried about that yet?
Yeah, we're worried about it. I mean, it has to change. I mean, you can't have the last 30, 40 years of changes in interest rates. We're trying to allocate a little more based on risk profiles rather than trying to maximize returns. I think people are making the mistake of still chasing return, almost jealous that they heard somebody else made 10% when they made 8. Can we find a way to sort of profile that where you take a level of risk that's acceptable to you? And also, people are still too generic about investing in things like it's emerging markets versus the U.S. Mm-hmm. You know, Poland isn't the same as Indonesia. There isn't that generic emerging market approach. So we're trying to disaggregate it a lot more into structural areas of change and growth in a low-growth world.
Like what? How does that specifically work?
Development of emerging market consumers is different than just investing in emerging markets. Mm-hmm. Healthcare in the U.S., given what's happening with aging populations, is different than the growth of healthcare in emerging markets as people demand more of that. But if you can find those longer-term trends, then that's really something more exciting than will the U.S. economy grow at 2.5% this year.
So what's your favorite trend that you think is the next new thing?
I think the healthcare one is big.
And in then emerging markets or?
In both. Here? That's the interesting thing about healthcare. It's, some of us are getting a little older, and there's a certain level of problems that come with that. That's a European-U.S. issue. If you look at emerging markets, though, it's the first-time development of that. And not just by investing in emerging markets, it's the companies that will supply the MRI machines that they can afford to buy. Mm-hmm. Is an interesting sort of twist on that. So I wouldn't just do it in the traditional way. I think you've got to consider risk and also desegregate into these trends that are occurring.
How do you do that, though? Do you look at stocks that really play into that, and you find 5 or 10 that you like and go with it?
Yeah, I think a lot more of it is that bottom-up approach. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about Fed policy. It has that, the rising tide lifted all the boats, and we've had that for the last year or so. I think now you're going to have to get a lot more into finding the companies, not just on equities, but in fixed income as well, through the corporate bond markets that actually begin to exploit that. Global infrastructure. Mm-hmm. A lot of infrastructure is financed through the debt markets as well as the equity markets. So just approaching it by thinking about equities is not going to really get the job done.
What's an investor supposed to do when they look around, though? I mean, those are, A, difficult trends to try and predict, and B, very difficult to try and find companies that are the biggest beneficiaries within those trends.
Actually, I think the trends are reasonably easy to predict, but they get popular at times and get overvalued and then get undervalued, and getting caught out in that. I think the argument I would make is, obviously, you don't want to overpay. But if you overpay, if you make that mistake, but into a rising trend, that can perhaps save you.
Just
if you try
on,
to invest
better.
Into a downward trend, mm-hmm. I remember a lot of years ago a big debate about Kodak. Should we invest in that, and was there still enough money left as an annuity? Well, if you get the timing of that wrong in a generally declining business, you're going to get left behind. But if you can find those structural growth trends, even if you slightly misprice your entry point, you're going to get a benefit in the end.
Okay. In the end, do you see the most growth coming from the U.S. markets or from some of these emerging markets that you're talking about?
If I was thinking generically by market, it's still the emerging markets. Probably not a great breakfast expression to use, but we think of the U.S. as the prettiest horse in the glue factory. Of the developed markets with all the problems that they're having.
Do you do meatball kitchen?
Meatball kitchen. Yeah.
The prettiest horse in the meatball.
Keep it current.
IKEA. Yeah.
If you're in the U.K., they're all worried about horse meat and things at the moment, so maybe that's where that's come from. But, you know, we will do, I think, better than Europe and Japan, but it's still not a great growth story. Our biggest fear is that policy here is being set based on cyclical features, and it's really a structural change in how the U.S. will grow. Mm-hmm. Not that it won't grow, it's just a change in how it will grow. We're getting older. We need to change things a little bit.
Okay. Colin, thank you very much for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm.